This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another edition of Good Day Health on the Air. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He runs the website ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a NUCA board certified chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, all around a healthy, smart guy when it comes to medicine. And because I'm cut from the cloth that doesn't want to be in the same old, I don't do a political talk radio program because I don't want to hear the same people say the same thing every day. I want to be challenged. I want my thoughts to be challenged. I want the thoughts of people that I care about to be challenged. Thus, Dr. Jack presents one point of view pretty mercilessly on this program, and Ken Kronos presents another point of view. It doesn't mean that they aren't compatible in trying to help people. They just have different ways of going about their business. And one of the things that has come to my attention, I don't know if you've seen this movie Plandemic, Jack. Have you seen that yet? I had a copy of it that Rich sent me, and I don't know if I sent it to you or
not. I've seen the advertisements for it, but I probably won't have time to watch it till maybe Thursday, but I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, it has a lot of meat and potato stuff in it, and including where all of this started. And there are questions that have been asked, and because this is a medical program, I'm not interested in the politics of somebody pointing a finger and saying, you did this and you did that. But just from a common sense point of view, those of us who have long memories, maybe because we've been around for a while, remember things like back in the Woodstock era in the 1968, the summer was 68 or 69.
Oh, I remember it.
There was the Hong Kong flu that was traveling around. And over the course of that period of time, 1 million people died. There were how many jillions of people that were sick because of it? Nothing closed down. The economy wasn't affected. How do we find ourselves in this position today to be cowering under the load of masks and all of the preventative things that are being done so people don't get sick, don't go to school, don't go to work, don't do this, don't do that, don't spend money, don't go to a restaurant? The world has been brought to its knees by something that is more impactful than many other things, even in our own lifetime.
Yeah.
SARS is, we can go through the list. There's a dozen different diseases in the past 40, 50 years that have been problematic, and yet we haven't had the same. I don't understand it, frankly. Maybe I do understand it, and I don't like what I'm thinking.
I understand that you don't like what you're thinking. A lot of Americans, let alone nationals in other countries, don't like what they're starting to think either, but people are beginning to realize there's something else going on here.
There is. And by the way, when you get down to the drug culture versus, no, I'm not talking about taking drugs, I'm taking... You sort of put the two of them together. The drug culture, I mean the pharmaceutical culture. John D. Rockefeller was known for his oil investments and the money that his family made. But he also made a lot of money in the drug business, in the pharmaceutical business.
Yeah.
And he basically called for the elimination of all non-pharmaceuticals at a time when all natural healing, it isn't like today. You're not the first guy to run down the pike and say, let's look at this the homeopathic or natural way. It's been around longer than drug therapy. Drug therapy is something created in the Industrial Revolution by guys like Rockefeller, who started to make tons of money when they created some of the stuff. They found things that worked to help. Aspirin, I think, is probably the first example of that, isn't it?
Yeah, Bayer in Germany, the Bayer, the drug company.
Right, which also is the company that created the gases that were used in all of the gas chambers.
Wherever there's a cash flow, the companies are going to go after it. Yeah, you're right. 100 years ago, herbalism was very, very big in medical care. But the two major drugs of 100 years ago had mercury at the base of one and arsenic at the base of the other. You can Google the images of calomel. which was the number one prescribed drug for stomach upset and problems like that and flu-related problems. And it's mercury. Mercury is at the base of that particular drug. And then, you know, most of the drug companies we have today started out as dye companies, you know, colored a DYE, coloring dye.
Right.
And as it began to, as they began to see a market in producing these synthetic chemical concoctions, that the drug market really started to take off. And then from inside pressure from people like Morris Fishbein, president of the AMA, really started marginalizing anything that wasn't drug oriented. And the medical
Jack,
schools.
Yes, Jack, we can hear your cat. And I know it's distracting.
Oh, shoot, I was afraid of
that.
Okay. No, anyway, the.
Let's just keep going.
Anyway, yeah. The marginalization set in, and medical schools like Loma Linda in Southern California, that based most of their therapeutic treatments on dietary changes, slowly got pushed into the drug market. Other medical schools around the country, they weren't homogeneous back then like they are now. It doesn't matter what medical school you go to today, you're going to be taught the same stuff. Mm-hmm. But back then, medical schools would specialize in a particular area of the body, maybe gynecology, maybe cardiology, maybe cancer and oncology. And as this whole thing began to be corralled together, sponsored by Rockefeller and the other kinds of drug interests at the time, mm-hmm. the homogenization of medicine took place. So that today, everything boils down to, if it's that, you take this. If it's this, you take that.
Yep.
And that's basically what it is when the natural approach to healthcare, which is from the inside out, not the outside in. Let's find out why you're getting sick. The drug-oriented thinking today is...
Medicine today is fix the problem after the problem. No prevention involved
right.
in it. There's no...
Right.
Yeah, that's the bottom.
Because there's no money in prevention.
There's no
it's
money.
A very it's a bad business model to teach prevention.
Well, so you don't want to be prevented. You want to get a lot of the companies that are responsible for the worst food that we have access to are on the board of directors of the drug companies. They feed you bad food so you can get sick, and then they cut over the pill.
Yeah, Nestle's there at the top.
What a system. The current podcast that we have, GoodDayHealthShow.com with Jack, is a focus on social distancing. This is something he's been harping on since pretty much the beginning. The masks that are not effective, that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, the podcast that they have right now at ForbiddenDoctor.com, sometimes our material overlaps. We have two podcasts for Jack. One of them is at GoodDayHealthShow.com. The other one he creates with his wife. It's on his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. And we'll get to the context of that in just a few minutes. But I want to remind you that we have a focus on, actually, the last two that Jack's been involved in, as far as podcasts at Good Day Health Show, have been either the social distancing focus, or when he and Ken did an hour together, it was very informative. The idea that we were talking about children in China that are suffering, who's suffering, diets, all that sort of thing, and how they the two forms of medicine can kind of mesh together. So if you want to hear those stories, a lot of good listening. The numbers of people listening to Good Day Health at the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, have doubled in recent months because it's good information and people want information. So seek it out and find it. You'll find it every week at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with a focus. Let's go to that podcast we were talking about a few minutes ago from you folks. The title of it is Podcast 196, Do the Opposite of What You're Told. And that's kind of in league with the masks and other things. I don't think the masks are hurting anybody or anything. I don't know how much good they're doing. I think that's your point, isn't it?
Well, I think it might dispel a little fear. But as far as transmissibility is concerned, it isn't going to do anything at all. You know, even up to the second week of March, Dr. Fauci was saying that masks are ineffective. You don't even need to worry about wearing a mask. And then some people started yelling at him, especially the mask makers. Yeah. And then he kind of changed his position on it a little bit. But the big push for masks now, if you're trying to protect yourself, you're kidding. Because no matter what kind of
virus. It's not about you, it's about other people, though. That's what they'll
say. Well, that's what they're saying. You want to try to protect those who are more susceptible to flu and colds and those kinds of viral infections.
Yeah.
But if you cough or sneeze, it's going to blow, viral elements will blow right through the mask anyway. And the people that you're trying to protect, they're going to contract any infectious problems primarily through the conjunctiva of the eye. Not through a mask.
Right,
but
goggles.
Well, that's it. You're going to need some swimming goggles if you really want to protect yourself in an infectious environment. But if it dispels fear, I mean, you remember what FDR said in his first inaugural address in March of 1933.
Nothing to fear, but fear itself.
But there's more to the statement than that. You have to read what he said before it, and you have to read what he said after it. And he talked about the culture of fear that follows when you're fearful and you don't see a way out of the fear.
Well, that's what this is all about.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you look at the stories about how many states are reopening, and the scientists say, don't do that because the coronavirus will come back again. It's going to come back. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. Everything I read suggests this thing's going to be around at least until the end of the year in various ways, shapes, and forms. So do we let our business and everything completely die? That has never been done before, and we've been faced with many more problems than we got now.
Oh, sure.
In terms of health. It's uncanny.
Sure. This is just, you know, it is a snowball that has grown to gargantuan proportions, rolling down the hillside, smashing everything.
Well, we don't have any leadership. Maybe that's the thing. We don't really have a good leadership. And so it's time for you to develop your own common sense. Do what you're, you know, what feels good to you? What instinctively feels like the right thing to do?
That's right. Listen to your gut.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of gut, you've treated that in many different respects with regard to this. Your immune system is dependent on what's in your gut. So if you have a healthy, because Jack is a GAPS practitioner, if you have a healthy gut, he'll tell you, you'll be okay.
Then,
so, you know, it's just all this stuff is, wow, man, can you get a headache thinking about all of this? And we'll talk about the vaccine and whether or not Jack's going to take it as we continue here on this week's edition with Dr. Jack Stockwell of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Kind of spoiled the next chapter here in our visit this week with Dr. Jack Stockwell. The question will come on vaccines, because that's the next thing that the think-alikes want you all to look at. You're going to have a vaccine available in September, so that'll save everybody from a fate worse than death. Well, I'm not so fast. But you know what it'll be? It'll be a good psychological boost for a lot of people who think that taking a shot like that would be good for them. And, you know, I know what you're going to do. Well, I'm not going to tell you what you're going to do. You tell us what you think and why you are not going to take the vaccine, take the shot.
Well, they're dangerous, for one thing. You know,
How is it more dangerous than the vaccine?
Because of the contents. Because of the contents of what's inside the cocktail. Primarily aluminum or mercury.
The only way they took all that stuff out of all.
Oh no! The flu vaccine to this day has mercury in it. They've taken mercury out.
There's
of a lot
two
of
kinds of flu vaccines. I've had this argument with people before. The one that lasts a long time that you get in the cheap CVS store, or the one that doesn't have it. You can ask for it. I asked for it once tonight, and I didn't take it. I just wanted to see what they said, and they said, "Well, it's." They didn't really know why they had to.
Yeah, and if you read the insert that's in the little box that the ampule comes in, if it doesn't have mercury, it has aluminum. Mm. And aluminum is almost as neurotoxic as mercury.
And they've taken out all the deodorants and things that you stick under your arm.
Well, that's true. They have taken that because of the evidence that finally came out. And so they changed their formulas to some degree. But most antiperspirants still have aluminum, because what the aluminum does is it kills the sweat glands that stops the perspiration. Mm-hmm. And that may not necessarily be the best thing for the body to experience.
Well, if it plugs up the sweat glands, it will affect your lymph nodes. Lymph nodes, if they're not working, can't eliminate all the gunk in your body, and then you get cancer. Simple. It is.
Two and two is four. This is why there has been evidence in the past, not completely double-blind randomized, because they consider it to not be ethical to do so, but they have trends and indications that continual use by women of underarm antiperspirants that have aluminum in them can contribute to an increased risk of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So, because of the local...
Look at the label.
Read the label. Like most other things. And so the vaccine makers over the last 10 years kind of giggle when people say, oh, the mercury's gone, the mercury. They put aluminum in instead. Because you have to put a neurotoxic metal into the cocktail to make the body forcefully respond with an antibody. And vaccines are considered effective if, in fact, they create an antibody within, 10 to 14 days of the administration of the vaccine. If an antibody shows up, it's considered successful. In that particular respect, yeah, it's successful. It made an antibody. But at what cost? Because of all the antifreeze that's in there and the antibiotics in there and the human fetal cells that are in there and the foreign DNA of other life forms that are in there. And so for
so the last time you got a vaccine was when you were in high school when you got the polio vaccine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can still see myself standing there with my mother, my dad, and my two brothers in line out in front of Sligo Junior High there in Silver Spring, Maryland, walking in to take our little sugar cube. Now, that's a little safer than a shot underneath the skin, because this way, at least it has to go through the digestive system, and your digestion can help to neutralize some of the chemicals and stuff that's in there.
What's so obvious here, Jack, is how easily duped people are today. We have all these devices that are full of information that you don't really know how to discern what's right and what's wrong.
Yep.
We're not thinkers. We're non-thinkers. We're reactors. We're not actors. And so it all is a part of this play, if you want to play into it, of a big, huge conspiracy. At any rate, more coming up, but we have another half hour of Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Doug Steffen.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking at the White House, the president says he's looking to get a vaccine, hopefully, by the end of the year.
My administration cut through every piece of red tape to achieve the fastest ever by far launch of a vaccine trial for this new virus, this very vicious virus.
The president spending his weekend at Camp David. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The House has passed a $3 trillion HEROES Act to help deal with the economic fallout from the coronavirus.
A $3 trillion liberal wish list is not a serious proposal.
This isn't a wish list! If it's a wish list, it's for the working class people.
Senate Republicans and the White House say the bill is dead on arrival. This is USA Radio News. A senior State Department official confirms President Trump has fired the State Department internal watchdog. Inspector General Steve Linick has been removed, and Ambassador Steve Accard, a career Foreign Service officer, will be replacing him. Linick did play a role during the impeachment of President Trump over Ukraine, requesting a meeting with congressional Democrats and handing over documents related to the State Department and to Ukraine. The administration is also reportedly considering resuming U.S. funding for the World Health Organization. Sources say the United States will likely reduce future funding to match the level of China's contribution. That's roughly about $40 million. That would be down significantly from the U.S.'s previous investment in the WHO, which was about $400 million annually. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now we move back into a position of knowledge with Dr. Jack Stockwell from the Forbidden Doctor website, from his perch. He's got a clinic in Salt Lake City. We were talking about vaccines and that sort of thing. I don't want to be redundant and repetitive because there are so many other things that are going on. It's frustrating, actually. And it is. I found myself being depressed, Jack, actually, lately, because of how easily tripped up we have become. And when I say things at the beginning, like, what are we getting all worked up about? Look at this, 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 and this. People say, ah, how dare you be that irresponsible? I don't have that big a voice. I have a voice, and I have a bully pulpit, and I may have a couple of million people a week that listen to stuff that I do on various radio programs, but, I'm not going to counter what the big drug companies are going to tell you or what big media is going to tell you and it's so discouraging. I know what you suggest and what I suggest is that people do what their heart and their instincts tell them to do. And, that's what...
Yeah, the first thing is turn off the news.
Yeah.
Turn off the news. There's something that Mary says all the time that really touches me in a very positive state, and that is, if all the good things that are happening around this planet, starting with the fact that the sun came up this morning, and there's water, and there's food, and there's air,
and I agree, there are people who are saying that the earth is breathing a lot easier without all of the pollution, and there's something to be said for that. That is one of the benefits that has come from this whole deal has been, at what cost, I suppose you could say, but the planet is much cleaner. Even after a couple of months of not having lots of industrial activity, it's much healthier than it was before.
Well, if you take all the good news that's happened, people saving people's lives, the heroes showing up at the right time, taking care of people who can't take care of themselves, and you run all those news stories, and then you run the bad stuff. The bad stuff would be a drop in the bucket compared to the really good stuff. But people aren't going to stay glued, fearful, all day long, watching the body counts for something that's good, as opposed to the fear and the terror that comes from watching the bad stuff. Yep. So some of my patients that are still coming in with gloves and masks on, and they're, why aren't you wearing a mask? I said, listen to my last 5 podcasts, and you'll know why I'm not wearing a mask. However, what I want you to do is turn off the stinking news. turn off the news, and then do some research. Start finding some research. There is no magic pill for anything, let alone this flu, this coronavirus. And start trying to get some education. There are great sites on the internet where you can find peer-reviewed research reports. And, you know, you may not know how to understand it when you read it, but you can at least read the abstracts that tell you this is what we found. And that epidemiologist now out of Stanford, who, you know, a whole lot of news people aren't picking it up. I'm trying to think of what his name is. It's interesting. I think it's Ioannidis. I think that's what it is. He's one out there blowing the whistle now on all the bad data. He's an epidemiologist. He teaches at Stanford Med School. His specialties include meta-research and women and children's health, and he's come out here in a recent publication saying, wait a second. If you're 65 years and older, okay, you want to be a little bit more careful, a little bit more prophylactic, fine. But under 65, he says this is absolutely
madness. Well, there's going to be a lot of, but they're now pointing at younger people who are getting this. Hey, you know, that's one of the things that we, in the society that we're in, where we have not valued good food, we haven't valued good medicine or good health, yeah. We become more susceptible. That doesn't mean we ought to treat it, you know, go jump off the edge of the cliff, but it seems to me it's time for us all to smarten up. With that, I wonder what you have as the standard process supplement of the week. This week. We've done a good job. There's so many different places. You go to their website, standardprocess.com, or is it .org? I don't remember which one it is. But actually, go to Jack's website, forbiddendoctor.com. He's got them all listed there. Did you pick out one?
There's some great herbs that really help to calm down the system. They actually work on a cellular level to help to reduce the body's response to stress. And rhodiola ginseng is a herb made by MediHerb, but it's sold through Standard Process. It's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Rhodiola ginseng.
What's good about ginseng?
Well, ginseng is a good. It helps to excuse me. It helps to slow down the aging process. It's a good. It's good for people who started to lose their sex drive. It's always been a pickup for sex drive, but combined with the rhodiola, what it helps, it goes after something called the NRF2 pathway, and it has an awful lot to do with generating cellular energy. At the same time, it slows down the aging process. It slows down oxidation taking place inside the cell, and. It's very, anytime someone comes in, I just can't sit still. I just can't settle down. I worry about this. All right, I'm going to get you some rhodiola ginseng. It's R-H-O-D-I-O-L-A, ginseng.
And all right, find that at ForbiddenDoctor.com as well, because there's certainly. I want to talk about the, let's get off of the coronavirus and talk about foods that are good for snacking. Because we are now, because we're all at home, or many people are home, they're eating more, they're eating poorly. So let's give people some suggestions on healthy, especially nuts. I think there are a lot of nuts that add well to our health quotient. So let's talk about that in a matter of moments. Here is another focus on something else that we find very important. The research that's been done into the COVID-19 cases and the mortality rates show one thing that's dramatic, or actually two things. One of them is the age quotient, the people who are overweight, and the other thing is vitamin D levels. So if you are lacking in vitamin D, and I'm guessing that you're like most people, including me, I don't understand because I've been taking vitamin D capsules for a long time, but apparently I haven't been taking the right ones. I'm also out in the sun a lot working on my farm, but you know what? I still don't have vitamin D, enough vitamin D. The best source of vitamin D is sunlight on our skin. That's something that nobody worth his salt is going to argue with that. But then after that, what's the best vitamin D supplement? Vitamin D supports overall good health, your immune system, and the new Purity product, Advanced Vitamin D, is the cat's meow, as it were. 5,000 units of vitamin D, I said that because Jack's got his cat in the background there, immune-supporting factors like magnesium, zinc, boron, potassium, those sorts of things are also in this Advanced Vitamin D from Purity products. Best of all, you can try the best-selling Advance D today for $19.95. And listen to what you get. It's kind of like one of those infomercials on TV. But wait! Use the DJV code, you'll get free shipping, and there's more! You'll get a bottle a month, a free supply of ultra-pure fish oil as well. Use the code DJV. Don't be deficient in vitamin D. Stay healthy. Build up your immune system. Start today by going online to purityd.com. That's P-U-R-I-T-Y-D.com. Advanced bone and muscle support. Free ultra-pure omega-3. Only can get it at PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I'm Andy Solomon. One in four stroke survivors may have another one. Up to 80% of secondary strokes may be prevented by developing a prevention plan with your doctor. Stroke neurologist and American Stroke Association volunteer Dr. Carolyn Brockington explains.
Take your medications as prescribed and manage your risk factors. Keep your follow-up appointments via telehealth if possible, and participate in a virtual rehabilitation program if needed.
The American Stroke Association's secondary prevention campaign, sponsored by Bayer, suggests having enough medication on hand. For ischemic stroke survivors, this may include aspirin to prevent another stroke. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
A stroke is a medical emergency. It's still important to call 911. Remember the acronym FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T, time to call 911.
To learn more, visit stroke.org/one is enough.
Hi, Dr. Jack. Let's get to a way for us to enjoy life a little bit with all of this naysaying and yada, yada, yada. There are a lot of people who recommend nuts. And you're not nuts if you like nuts. I have a couple of handfuls a day of combination of pistachios, walnuts, cashews, and peanuts. I don't know that they're all the greatest, but I
know.
Well,
you just mentioned two of the best nuts on the planet.
Cashews and walnuts, right?
No, walnuts and pistachios.
Pistachios, okay.
They're both very high in omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right, remember, a cashew is not a nut. It's a fruit.
Yep.
And as a fruit, it has a high carbohydrate count as opposed to a protein count. I like cashews.
What about iron?
They're sweet.
Cashews are. You don't have to have salt on them. You get them raw.
Right.
In a good way. But there's iron in them, apparently. And I know that you have thought, didn't you put me on something?
Feral food.
Yeah, but there was something else, an eye something or other that you have said to me, and I've forgotten what it is. I got to check it out and see what it does. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things. You know, sometimes I get stuff and I forget what this is for. Anyway, always, Jack will tell you and everybody else that's worth their salt, the best medicine is food. So if you like to snack like I do, and maybe you enjoy your snacks more than your meals, I said there were eight things that I had found. Almonds, what do you think of almonds?
Almonds are very good.
Yep.
Almonds are a very good source of protein, and depending on where the almonds come from, and I always try to get organic as best you can.
Yes.
American organic, not foreign organic.
Right.
And you know,
Chinese organic. They just put a label on something. They don't care whether it's organic or not, really.
You have to be careful.
Yep.
You have to be careful with this stuff. The USDA is very adamant in this country still that it's internally policed by the organic associations inside of America. The USDA came out a few years ago and told these guys, listen, you know, your organic farm is different than this one. You guys got to get together. I want to see a standardization of organic, or we'll come in, and you're not going to like what we do. So many years ago, the farmers got together and said, all right, this is what organic means. The USDA said, we agree with it. Now stay with it. And it's still pretty effective, even though we got crap coming from China, coming in the atmosphere and dropping on our farms.
Yeah, the big foodies are not adhering to it at all. They bastardized it and ruined it. All right, so we got almonds, walnuts, brain food, right?
Pistachios.
There's a lot of fiber. Good for inflammation, that kind of stuff, right, with almonds?
Yeah. So if you're watching movies at home or things like that, that's a very good thing to do. If someone is absolutely cranky over the fact that they're not getting their processed carbs, maybe a little bit of dried fruit. But you have to be careful with dried fruit because it's concentrated sugar too.
Yeah.
But that's a lot better than candy bars and the other kinds of things that people...
You can get yourself some uncured... There's nothing better than a good candy bar.
Well, occasionally, I agree with you.
Yum. And
a Butterfinger. Butterfinger, my goodness. An Almond Joy.
Yeah.
Can anything taste better than that stuff? But I can't tell you the last time I had one, but I will probably have one again before long.
I'm saying that because trying to stick to the routine is good, but every once in a while you got to get off the reservation. It's making a steady diet of all of this stuff
that will hurt you. Yeah. That's right.
All right, hazelnuts. I don't know much about hazelnuts. Lots of folate. What is folate?
Folate is one of the B vitamins.
Okay.
Yeah, I still have to throw this curveball at it. The more roasted it is, the less nutritional benefit there is present because it's altered by the heat. Yeah,
it's cooked out.
Raw as much as you can. You want to eat these things raw as much as possible.
Pecans?
Yeah. That's a great. They're good fats in a pecan pecan.
Yeah, I know. You say pecan. Macadamia nuts. I don't like them at all.
Oh, that's another. That's also macadamias are also high in omega-3s.
Yeah.
The pistachio, walnut, macadamia, and there was one other one there, walnut. Or did I say
walnuts? Walnut? Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the best nuts because of the highest omega-3 content.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Jack's reference point for having nuts for snacks instead of a lot of the stuff that you are having and it's making you fat. You want to stay healthy and still enjoy. I love eating nuts. I have three or four handfuls a day of these things. They almost they take the place of a meal, in fact. Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City. Check out his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
You've heard of cars running on gas and electricity, but hydrogen? Well, that's what's powering the new 2021 Toyota Mirai, a hydrogen fuel cell powered car. So we asked Jackie Birdsall from Toyota to tell us all about it.
So a fuel cell vehicle is an all-electric vehicle, but instead of plugging it in and recharging it, we refill it with hydrogen. It takes around 5 minutes to refill it, and we're targeting about a 400-mile range. Currently, our hydrogen dispensers are co-located at retail gasoline stations. So you may have seen a hydrogen dispenser and not how you even realize that it was there. So hydrogen comes in from the hydrogen tanks and the oxygen comes in from the air from the intake system. And the two combine to create water. And a byproduct of that is the electricity that powers the vehicle.
More at Toyota.com/Mirai. That's M-I-R-A-I.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you are fishing for bluegill, but you want to target the bigger red ear, I'll share a tip how to catch them right after this.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex State System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
If you are catching bluegill on their spawning beds, if you go a little deeper and farther out, you can sometimes catch the red ear. Another strategy is to take your bobber off and work your split shot on the bottom with a bait floating behind.
this can catch the bigger red ear. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Doctor, I tend when I hear that that song to want to sing and sort of sing in Dr. Jack, where I don't really have to do that. I think probably it would. He probably prefer I don't. And I know I prefer not
give
to
it a try.
Both of us. No. Yes. Doctor, there's always room and there's always need for a good doctor or two, and we have him here. Dr. Jack Stockwell runs a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. His fabulous website that he and his wife created called ForbiddenDoctor.com gets to the heart of lots of issues, lots of things that he's asked by his clients every day, whether they be direct in his facility there or people take the symptom survey that he offers online at Forbidden Doctor. Lots of questions. So we brought up on the DJV program a focus on the temperatures that we all have. What's normal? Is there any such thing as normal anymore? If you have a fever, what is the temperature? And is it different for children than it is for adults? Is it different for women than it is for men? Different for old versus young? You know, all those questions.
Yes.
We were taught earlier in our lives that 98.6, there was a song, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
98.6. And I know mine is 97.7-ish. The ladies on the DJV program are, I think, a little lower than that. What's yours? Do you know what your normal temperature is?
Well, it depends. It depends on a lot of different things. But, again, normal would be something that you would run over a period of time. There's what's called the Broda Barnes test. Dr. Broda Barnes, who was an endocrinologist, he may still be alive, but he developed a test where you use a mercury thermometer, and the very first thing that you do before you get out of bed in the morning is you put the bulb of the thermometer in your armpit, and you leave it for 3 minutes, and then you chart it over about 5 to 7 days what that temperature is every morning. And if it's consistently running under 98.6, you probably are hypothyroid. You probably have a thyroid that just isn't as optimal in its performance as it should be. if it's running over 98.6 for that same period of time, you're probably a little hyperthyroid. But during the day, food choices, ambient temperatures, being near someone who is sick that triggers an immune response in you, your physical workload, light or heavy clothing, calcium levels in the blood, because if your calcium levels in the blood are running low, your temperature is going to go higher in order to leach some of the calcium out of your bones back into the bloodstream. And so there's a lot of different things that can contribute to temperature changes. And, you know, if you were late for your plane and you were hurrying down the gangway or up to the gate and your temperature went up a little bit because you're driving a higher workload inside your muscles.
So they wouldn't let you on the plane.
I'm sorry?
You wouldn't be able to get on the plane.
They probably wouldn't let you on the plane. I mean, this is just utterly ridiculous.
Yeah. And I don't think they're doing themselves any favors.
No.
We're talking about Frontier Airlines is going to start testing everybody before they get on the plane. They're going to screw themselves over. They don't know what they've started or what they don't really understand what you just explained, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, Broda Barnes is really the gold standard for determining whether or not you're a little under or a little higher than 98.6. 98.6 is, you know, I mean, I think that's one of the things Moses had written on the stones when he came down off the mountain, was 98.6 is a very good normal to go by.
Mm-hmm.
So, we deal with thyroid stuff in our clinic all the time, and the Broda Barnes test is one of the gold standards.
Most people in traditional medicine don't pay much attention to the thyroid. You have a product in your cache of supplies there at ForbiddenDoctor.com that aims to help people normalize their thyroid, and we're supposed to take it every day, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. The ageless thyroid.
Yeah.
We created that to something called the HPA axis. It's really where your emotional life lies,
mm-hmm.
that there's balance between the hypothyroid, the pituitary, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, and the adrenals.
Yep.
And then as long as they're working functionally as the infield of a major baseball team, you're going to have a good, healthy life, and that's what that product's for.
All right, there you go. The business about being healthy, losing weight, Calitrin, the message from all the doctors I know is the same. If you don't want to be sick with the coronavirus, lose weight, get yourself down to the normal weight that your body is used to, whatever it is. Go to toploss.com and get the unlimited buy three, get three free deal. Use the DJV code for that and have free shipping. Lose weight the natural way with Calitrin. Check it out at Top Loss.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.